crust.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give to you free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls, starting out with Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. Frank?
Good evening, gentlemen.
You're on.
I enjoyed the comment from the gentleman, I believe, from Ireland, that sort of focused on the global perspective, but applying what happens locally, you know, to that. I found that I have a question that got me thinking. And after the most recent elections to the EU Parliament, most of the new parliamentarians, or the representatives from the member countries, are very nationalistic, especially the newly elected representatives from the Netherlands and several other countries. And it's sort of frightening a lot of the theorists that sort of, you know, would like to see a one-world government with, you know, complete ability to tax and to declare war and to, you know, basically usurp the sovereignty that many of the countries still have. And as we know, the Irish rejected the Madrid Treaty, and it's up for another vote coming up. I was thinking about California. In 4 days, California is to go bankrupt completely.
Oh,
and
really?
And it appears that, you know, it's the sixth largest economy in the world, which, you know, says something about the state. And it appears that the federal government really is financially impotent to do anything about it.
You don't think the feds are going to bail them out?
Well, I think they're going to bail some of the banks, but certainly not the pension funds of the state employees that have lost all their equity due to the mismanagement and different things.
Well, I hope they don't, because that's what you get for throwing in with a gang.
Well,
you make an agreement with a criminal gang calling themselves the government, and then the gang decides to renege on what they told you they were going to do. Hey, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, but here's my question, gentlemen. If the U.S. economy goes into complete meltdown, which I think it will probably after February of next year.
Yep. Oh, boy. Mark your calendars.
Frank's
made a prediction. February. You already made that prediction before, I think, didn't you, Frank?
I did, yes. February. We'll have a run on the banks at that point. But here's my point. When that happens and people realize, A, that, you know, their retirement pension funds have disappeared due to the upheavals in the markets, number two, there really isn't a social safety net for those that have been working, you know, for the last 30 or 40 years, not when they need unemployment comp or they need welfare support or housing.
It's evaporated.
It's not going to be there for them. So ultimately, they'll be forced to do one of two things, either demand a more centralized form of government that has failed, or, you know, accept their situation and, you know, pursue it, you know, as a mode of freedom in a sense, where one has to completely restructure one's
life.
I'd
say the former is more likely, because the government will likely blame the market for whatever problems happen, or blame the previous administration. There will be someone else to blame.
But of course, the government has influenced the markets by stating that people had to put their retirement funds in certain, you know, stocks or bonds or this or that, or they couldn't
totally
hold gold, or they couldn't put a real estate trust in that, you know, all sorts of things. So the government is really complicit in that as well. My question is this. As libertarians and sort of, you know, people pursuing freedom, you know, in the real world is, you know, praxis in a sense. Are you guys ready to really lead when that happens? Because I'm assuming that probably at least 40 to maybe more percent of the population will want complete emancipation and freedom when they realize that all of the money they've paid their taxes for the last 40 or 30 years, they're receiving nothing from it. They're going to basically be very much against the tax system, and they're going to figure, I'm going to look out for myself and my family, and that's it.
I hope you're right about that, Frank. As far as if we're ready to lead, I'm not sure exactly how that would be done. I think we're leading right now, and that we're encouraging people to move here to New Hampshire, where like-minded souls can get together and actually
leading
do something.
Leading like a map would lead.
leading because like a general would lead.
Yes, exactly.
The two overarching notions that I hear every day is sort of the control grid that Alex Jones and many other very astute scholars have been, you know, directing one's attention to. That ultimately that is really, you know, the solution, but we'll lose all our freedoms and all our rights, and especially the right to property. And the other will be just sort of
you don't have a right to property. It's just an illusion
upon the people due to market situations. And I'm not saying it's going to be a violent anarchy, but I mean it will be the individual realizing that the government has failed the social contract. Therefore, they have to provide for themselves. They have to go into a survivalist mode. By that I mean provide for oneself and forget about, you know, the other niceties until things, you know, are restored, when luxuries can be. And maybe quite possibly, you know, government with at least what we've seen over the last 70 years is really a luxury now that we can't afford.
I think people
never
was
a luxury. Thank you for the call.
I think it's going to be very difficult to shake many people right now out of their statist mindset. Even those people, say, in Texas or in New Hampshire here, that work towards these resolutions, non-binding resolutions in their state legislatures, to say that anything that is not pertinent to the Constitution, they will not abide by these sorts of things, to talk about possible emancipation. It's going to have to get a heck of a lot worse. You'll see some of the states perhaps trying to break off. It'll still be within more of a sort of an Articles of Confederation type of a sphere, but I worry very greatly that what we're going to see is not the former but the latter of those two options, which is that the state will grow, they'll have some sort of a war, some sort of military thing, and they'll draw people in due to some sort of a fear-mongering idea. I think that's a very likely possibility, yeah.
Yeah, it's a sad little system that has worked time and time again.
Yeah.
We got a crisis. Run to the government.
Yeah.
And yes, just to expound a little bit, government is not a luxury. It can't be counted as a luxury because it's not chosen. You don't get the opportunity to say no to the services, so-called, that they are providing you. Whereas if I want to add air conditioning to my home, I get to choose to do that, and that is a luxury as a result of that. Luxuries, I think, need to be chosen.
Very good to be specific about the use of the language.
Well, and don't tell me I chose by moving to a specific plot of land. I did not choose.
Or staying on that plot of land.
I did not choose to be ruled by an arbitrary group of men and women.
And where would you go otherwise?
Some other plot of land, I guess.
Some other plot of land where some other group of men and women is going to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
And likely tell you more or different things to do. So, you know, this is the freest country argument is really, you know, it's tantamount to saying, I've got the best form of herpes. My herpes is only simplex one.
My slave plantation is better than your slave plantation.
Sure.
Where we live, and we only get whipped 5 times a day.
I get a blood red chancre, but it's only on my lip.
You know, that the fallacy of the social contract is so prevalent, and yet people—if you were to say social contract to people—they wouldn't even know what you're talking about anymore. The United States is so full of people who have been brought up in the government school systems, and they believe they can't see anything beyond this state superstructure. They can't even imagine.
It's very difficult.
Yeah,
they're so locked in where they currently are. But there are some indicators of future success. I have to say that I had a very, I would say, positive appearance on the local statist talk radio show here in Keene, New Hampshire, just this past weekend. On Saturday mornings, there's a show called Talk Back that basically is full of politicos. The local city councils, city councilors sit in as hosts on the show, and they have in city bureaucrats and city planners and people like that. And it's pretty much all politics. Now and then, you know, they'll talk about community things like the community kitchen and things like that. But for the most part, it's a politico hour, or three hours of politico talk. And so the host of the show, Cynthia, one of the city councilors, I have been calling that show for the last few years, pretty much ever since I've been here in Keene. I've been calling on a regular basis, almost weekly, to the program and espousing a pro-liberty viewpoint. And I've been on the show once or twice as a co-host. And this was my first time in as a guest on the show. So I was being, I was in as a guest. They had two city councilors in as the co-hosts. And I'll just recap briefly how it went. We'll get right back into your calls here in a moment. Just as kind of an indicator that things are moving in the right direction, I think, in more in moments here. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. On your feet! I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the U.S. military, reserves, or National Guard, you have special rights and privileges earned through your service to your country, including special VA loan programs not available to the general public. You could purchase a new home with no down payment, or refi your home up to 100% of your home's equity. You've earned these benefits through your dedication and service. iFreedom Direct, a direct VA lender, can help you discover whether you and your property qualify. Get the details at varadio.com. That's varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com. varadio.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Angard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you free, so enjoy those on us. Again, Free Talk Live. Freetalklive.com. Those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, webcam, all completely free at freetalklive.com. Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. Listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible's got over 60,000 titles from which to choose. Every genre, they've got it covered at Audible. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Head over to audiblepodcast.com/FTL for your free audiobook. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Let's continue taking your calls about what you want. And we'll talk to Chris in Texas. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Greetings from that little county where we taser the elderly that won't sign their speeding ticket.
Oh, no. That was your area of the country. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's where I live. Lots of fun here, let me tell you.
Hey, what happened to that cop?
You know, I'm sure the same thing that's going to happen to the cop with the dash cam and the EMT. They're going to do an investigation and find that obviously they were acting within their guidelines. And
I think that was what the initial investigation had. I think that the article mentioned that, oh, he was by, everything was by the book there, but I didn't know if that anything had officially been determined yet.
Well, the police, you know, they don't do anything wrong.
Oh, no, of course not. She did wrong when she didn't obey his every single demand.
That's
apparently.
Right, and you better take note of that, too, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the reasons I'm actually calling tonight. I'd called you about a week or two ago and asked about your experience with the court and the whole issue on, you know, can you donate the money to charity instead of, you know, pay their fine. And I learned a little lesson in court the other day. You should not say the word extortion when you are in court. It doesn't get you anywhere. So
actually, I think one of the activists up here used that term and actually did get away. I think it was David Manning when he was up for a U-turn ticket. They did an illegal U-turn, and he basically said something about I don't appreciate extortion, and I'm not going to pay this. And I think the fine was suspended. I forget exactly what had happened in that case. It's been so long now, but he was able to walk out of that courtroom and did not have to pay anything. And he used that term, extortion.
Well, I luckily didn't get thrown in jail or anything.
What happened to you?
They went just scheduled me for a trial. They said we'll give you a trial. You can either when I told them that paying them money conflicted with my beliefs because I didn't believe in what they were going to do with it. They said, well, you could just plead guilty and we'll give you community service. I said, are there court costs associated with that? And he said, well, of course there are. Well, that just doesn't work.
Yeah. Good job.
I don't want your services. I don't want your trial. No, thank you. I have not harmed anyone,
and
so why am I here?
My time equals my money, too.
Yeah.
I think, well, on a side note to that, I got online last night and went to amazon.freetalklive.com and
Excellent.
Ordered my first book with your link there.
What book was it?
So it was only $4, but it's something. Do some reading and figure out how to best defend yourself in court over a speeding ticket.
What was the book?
How to fight your case. I can't remember, to be honest with you. I just started Googling them, and whichever one had the highest review, or I started looking
Great.
Through their search website.
I love the reviews on Amazon.
Reviews.
They're so, so useful. And I thank you for going out there and doing that. Next time, see if you can bring a camera in to record it.
You know, actually, I'm pretty curious on if I'll be able to do that. I'm trying to find somebody else that's willing to actually sit in the back and report it.
It is an ideal situation to have more than one activist helping you out. Thank you, Chris, and thanks for the call tonight. Oh, by the way, speaking of good news, I said I was going to tell this story, but here's an additional story. Since he mentioned, since we're talking about cameras in court, this morning Sam went into at 8 a.m. to the Keene District Court. As you know, our friend Sam and co-host on the show has been in jail or was in jail for nearly 2 full months because he had recorded with his video camera in the lobby of the Keene District Court here in Keene, New Hampshire. And he was in that very same court lobby this morning checking on a continuance that he had filed last week to try to get the trial date set out a little further because he'd only had 10 days to get ready for the trial or 12 days or something like that. So he was checking on that. We all went there, and one of the activists had a video camera with him and was recording as Sam checked in at the clerk's window. And he was doing kind of a good job of concealing it, but the clerks knew it because he was pointing it straight at them. He was sort of concealing it from the bailiffs to some extent, but the bailiffs did move around, and they did spy him using that camera, and they didn't say anything. And it wasn't Sam that was holding the camera. It was one of the other activists. So I think a very minor victory this morning in that no one was arrested for videotaping in this place where videotaping supposedly prohibited.
But it's not.
Well, there's a sign on the wall. There's a sign on the wall. Okay. That says, and that's why Sam was put in jail. So interesting. Just thought I'd share that. Also, here's the example of a little example of, I think, that the conversation is progressing here in the Keene area, maybe across New Hampshire. I don't know about the rest of New Hampshire, but I do know that on the Talkback radio show on Saturday mornings that I've listened to and called in on for years, a few years now, and I've been a guest in the past. And in the past, when I've been on the show, it was call after call from hostile callers. Now, I guess not every single call, but there were a number of hostile callers that would call in to just viciously attack me. This time, now to be fair, I was only in for a half an hour, but it wasn't wall-to-wall phone calls. We did have the opportunity to have a little bit of discussion with the hosts on the show that are city councilors and myself, who, of course, I'm a voluntarist. And so we talked about a little bit about the Voluntary Society. We talked about the Free State Project and what it really is and how it's just a movement of liberty-minded people all moving to New Hampshire in order to get active for freedom. So I really pushed the point that Free Staters are no different from liberty activists that were born here. It's just that we weren't born here. That's the only thing. Right. They're not Free Staters. They're liberty activists. That's what you're looking at when you see the activism going on here in New Hampshire. You're seeing people that were born in New Hampshire, people that moved here before the Free State Project ever existed, and for people that moved here after the Free State Project existed. They're all the same category. They're liberty activists, and I really tried to push that. And
you didn't say the Free State Project, we're here for your kids, your crazies, and your convicts?
No, I didn't. I had a nice conversation. It was a very positive demeanor for the most part. One of the counselors tried to hold my feet to the flames on something about the Free State Project's pledge, which says that I believe the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property. And he was trying to hold me to it and say, ah, so you broke your agreement because I'm a voluntarist and I believe in self-government and, you know, voluntary role.
Well, I think that you probably do believe that the maximum role of the government should be.
But he left out the term maximum. He said something like, well, you said that the role of government should be this and this and this, and now you believe this, so you broke your agreement. I said, no, Kendall, look, if I wasn't clear, the statement is the maximum role, which means there's also a minimum role, and I'm over here by the minimum. So I think that there was good communication that happened, and the calls that came in this time were just people with some questions. They didn't really have the we hate you, get out of here, you're tight, go home kind of attitude that has happened
in the
past.
Not going to work anyway.
Not to say that those folks aren't still out there listening. They just didn't call in when I was on this time, and the demeanor of the city councilors, they're very nice. You know, they just want everyone to like them, so they didn't jump down my throat. They couldn't hang up on me, so I got to make every single point I wanted to make.
Awesome.
I mean, with the exception of running out of time at the end of the half an hour. And then I got an email from Cynthia, who says that she wished, after the fact, in hindsight, she wished she'd had me on for a full hour. So I think things are moving in the right direction here, even with the people that are the dyed-in-the-wool folks that are inside the system. So, good indicators. And that audio will be posted probably sometime this week at freekeen.com. More on the way. Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line tonight. It's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They are yours free at freetalklive.com. Going back, by the way, for an entire year on us, front page of the website, freetalklive.com. All right, so continuing here to get to the story that I had originally wanted to start the show with, from the New York Times. A plan to create a new Pentagon cyber command is raising significant privacy and diplomatic concerns. The Obama administration moves ahead on efforts to protect the nation from cyber attack and to prepare for possible offensive operations against adversaries' computer networks. Now, I'm going to get into a little bit more detail here, but I'd just like to say that the IT community has been doing a fine job of protecting their servers from attacks for a long time. I don't see why it is that anybody who is even remotely familiar with the Internet and the various different types of and styles of attacks that can happen to it would be needing or asking for the federal government to step in and save their IT department from its own self. I mean, well, these guys know exactly what they're doing and how to prevent attacks.
It's FUD. Remember, that's what the government does. Fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And what they have even me worried about, I must admit, that they've got, what if the Al-Qaeda, Nazi, communists manage to put together a room full of really smart hacker guys and they bring down the United States?
Bring down the United States government?
Yes.
Well, what if? I think I'd pay for that.
Well, that's, I'm just saying, it could be bad, right? This, like, you don't want...
Where's the chip in?
That's the thing.
You know, inherent in this story are a lot of questions that you bring up. First of all, about the terrorist threat.
Terrorists.
Sort of backtracking on what Mark said and then getting into this cyber thing, this cyber czar that he wants to come up with. I saw this story, too, the New York Times story, and it's just unbelievable thinking that the government's going to do a better job than private business. But on Mark's point... You know, on the terrorist idea, I've asked people sometimes, especially the people who are, you know, the growth of the U.S. government must be much larger. We must stop the terrorist threat that want to bring us down. What do they mean by that? What exactly do they mean they want to bring us down? They want to take out the West. How exactly are they going to do that? Al-Qaeda,
especially through computers. This is the part that I really don't know at all.
That's it, Mark. Even if they were to wipe out...
It's a virtual war. Gosh darn it, I'm scared.
How in the world do they think that Al-Qaeda is going to raise troops, send them over with their non-existent naval powers or air power, and... You know, march across the United States after they've wiped out the United States financial system.
Well, it's
not
the suitcase. It's the suitcase nukes.
Oh, right. Yes, and of course, with one suit. See, this is the thing. However risky that could be, we know that the reason that they're going after the United States in the Middle East and the reason for 9/11 it didn't have to do with Playboy and Terminator films. It had to do with the United States involvement in the Middle East.
Sure.
I mean, those were the points that Al-Qaeda brought up and what was brought up to recruit people.
Before you go on that, there are certainly people out there in the Middle East and, you know, around the world, Muslim-type people, that hate the West and hate the United States because of Britney Spears and, you know, airplanes or whatever, you know, whatever sort of Western invention it is that they dislike. They're absolutely out there. But we give them credence. We give those people that hate us, hate the Western philosophy, credence when we act like the great Satan that they say that we're acting like.
They're,
when we go over there and they can point cameras, when the United States government goes over there and they can point their cameras and show on Al Jazeera, look, here's a bunch of dead Middle Easterners. And
children.
They were completely innocent.
Yes.
Because you can't drop bombs without dropping them on kids.
You're not going to stop people from harboring resentment over their dead loved one, for God's sake.
I mean, they
you're not
should know
scare
better,
them
shouldn't
away
they?
From wanting
I mean, we're
revenge.
Trying to help them, for God's sake.
Exactly. But what fascinates me is people think that, okay, they're going to bring down the United States. Well, that's a completely amorphous, nonsensical statement. What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. So then you get all these politicians like Obama trying to do, as you said, take advantage of this fear-mongering. And nobody actually listens to their words and says, well, what would they do if they...
Are they going to release a virus? Well, the antivirus companies take care of those pretty quick, so we don't need the government to handle that. Are they going to attack some servers somewhere? Well, we've got firewalls, and the IT departments know how to handle denial of service attacks, and they know better than to open emails with executable files in them.
Yep.
I mean, what is it that they think is going to actually occur?
Oh, and Ian, another question. You know, you talked about a suitcase nuke. Okay, let's say the worst possible scenario, a suitcase nuke is blown up or a chemical biological weapon is brought in or something, and a lot of people die. Okay? Again, that is not going to bring down Western culture. That is not going to destroy. So it's a recursive thing. It always brings you back to the question of what really was Obama and Al-Qaeda, were they trying to do? And it's very clear because Obama actually said what they were trying to do. There were 4 points. Get the United States bases off of sacred Saudi soil. Stop the United States alliance with the Zionist Israeli as this, you know, he sees it as this evil plot or whatever it is. He wanted the embargo against Iraq stopped, and he wanted the bombings to stop.
None of those
are
unreasonable.
Right, and he used those points.
That was Osama, not Obama. That's
Obama.
I was confused.
Osama. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm doing the Ted Kennedy thing, yeah. So all of those things are defensive. And the whole point, or at least in their eyes, they are defensive and they're aggressive on innocent people, but they're defensive in the idea of trying to repel foreign invaders against the sacred soil, which is what the jihad was all about. And
leave us alone.
It goes back to this Egyptian cleric. The idea of jihad was expanded a little bit to, not a little bit, but a lot, to try to take over certain areas that had been gotten during the times of the Crusades. But none of this has anything to do with Western culture per se. And as Mark says, there are aspects, there are people there who do not like Western culture at all.
I'd like to point out that there are people in the United States, and maybe more people in the United States, that would like to destroy the people in the Middle East because of their culture. It has nothing to do, it has less to do with the fact that we were attacked and more to do with this kind of ethnocentrism. I don't know whether it's more or less or what, but those are the same people that say they hate us for our culture. Now, those people generally hate them for their culture.
Right. Now, if you see stories like what Ian's brought up here, you say, I think the average person says, oh, yeah, we've got to protect the internet superstructure here. We've got to protect the entire United States internet safety, and so Obama's doing the right thing. He's going to put one guy on it and have one agency, and of course
it won't
just
be one guy.
But have one guy commanding the whole thing, the internet czar, and he's going to be continuing what the Bush administration was doing with the NSA.
President Obama has said that the new cyber defense strategy he unveiled last month will provide protections for personal privacy and civil liberties, but senior Pentagon and military officials say that Mr. Obama's assurances may be challenging to guarantee in practice, particularly in trying to monitor the thousands of daily attacks on security systems in the United States that have set off a race to develop better cyber weapons. So Obama says, yo, don't worry, Americans, we'll be protecting your liberties and protecting the internet at the same time. And now the guys that are actually going to run the program, the Pentagon military officials are
like,
saying,
are you high?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Well, we're not sure if we can actually protect your liberties, because in order to protect your freedom or in order to protect the internet, we're going to have to just take a little peek in here. That's all. Just going to be a little peek inside your business. Don't worry. We'll do our best.
Open the door. Got to look for those red flag warnings.
Yeah, we'll do our best to keep your privacy safe, but we can't guarantee it. You trust us, right?
Rector.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts on this, especially if you're in the IT world. We'd love to have you chime in here as somebody who's got more expertise. I only know the barest of bare minimums. Why is it that the government can even make this claim? Why isn't the IT world absolutely outraged about this? It's Free Talk Live. Maybe they are.
The grandmother, you and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life. today.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy them on us. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on as many radio stations as we can, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up, and you'll get perks like access to the amp only call in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there waiting for you at amp.freetalklive.com. We'll get back into cybersecurity here in a moment and what the federal government, at least a little bit about what they have planned. I'm sure their plans are much bigger than they're letting on. But for now, we're going to continue with your calls. George is listening in Ruston to KBYO-FM. Hello, George.
Hi, evening, y'all.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, George?
I was going to ask Ian. I was listening to y'all, and Ian said that there was Americans that wanted that would like to kill Muslims.
I think that was Mark that said that.
Yeah, I said that, and they've called in.
But was it Ian or was it?
No, it was Mark. Yeah,
it was Mark. Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Whoever made the statement, I don't wish to get any kind of a discussion tonight, but I just wondering, how does he feel about the Muslims that want to kill Americans?
I think it's pointless. Most Muslims that want to, kill Americans because of Britney Spears and Coca-Cola and things like that, it's usually a cultural difference.
Yeah, and what do you reckon? What percentage of Muslims really want to kill Americans? I mean, what, 5% or 10% or something?
I'm thinking. I think of those types. There's two types of Muslims that want to kill Americans. The type that believe that we're bad because we have Coca-Cola and Britney Spears, and
right.
Then the type that don't like what we're doing over there and are listening to the ones that don't like us because of Coca-Cola and Britney Spears. So I think that there's probably a much higher percentage than I would certainly like. I know that there was a poll in Iraq it was a couple of years ago, but it was something like 75% of Iraqis wanted us out of Iraq and were willing
to
use violence to
get
us out.
We was in their country. I'm sure they wanted us out of there.
Right.
I mean, but see, okay, suppose it is 20%.
Okay.
Or 25% over there, okay?
All right.
there's a million Muslims in this country.
Mm-hmm.
If there's only 5% of them that want to kill Americans, how many is that?
I don't know. 5% of a million? It's a lot of people.
Yeah, a whole lot of people. Ain't.
Yeah, look, but I'm not out there because they're not killing Americans.
Look, there was somebody come on, I guess his name was Mark, and he suggested that there was Americans that wanted to kill Muslims.
Yes, sir.
And I'm thinking, well, you know, there's another side of that coin. And so all I want to do is just bring up the fact that there's Muslims that want to kill Americans.
Sure. We got you.
It's a back and forth thing that ain't, it's been going on for, see, what happened was America got involved in all those folks' problems.
Yeah,
that right. is what
that's absolutely
exactly
the
what
truth,
happened,
George.
And now we stuck in their problems.
No, we don't have
best,
to be.
What's the best way to increase the number of people that want to kill Americans? Who want to kill Americans? Keep messing around with their problems.
Get in their life, telling them what they're supposed to do.
Exactly. But you're absolutely right about the first part, George. But the part I think you're wrong about is that we are stuck. We do not have to be stuck. The military or those who support the efforts in the government might use that as an excuse. Well, I wasn't in favor of it when it started, but now that we're there, we have to end this thing.
No. I'm not suggesting that we stay there. We stay there. We got to get out of there. Whenever all this thing started, I was like 15 years out of 20 years out of Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm thinking, what you want to bother them people over there for? You know,
I'm with you, George.
Will you want the oil or something?
I wish I had been as wise, because I have to say that at the beginning of the Iraq War, I supported the United States' intervention there.
I did
there.
Too, because somebody come over here and bombed us, and the only thing we had to go on was the intelligence that the administration at the time had to work with, and he had to face the fact he was in a schoolhouse one day. The president of the United States was in a schoolhouse.
Down in Sarasota, Florida, in fact.
That those planes had done what they did. Now, he had to do something.
No, he didn't.
Maybe,
and that's
maybe
the problem.
It was the wrong thing.
Well, yeah, it was. The problem with having power is that the people that wield that power will inevitably use it to do the wrong thing, and that's what he did. But if, for instance, we didn't have a federal government and some building got bombed for whatever reason, then it would be up to those insurance companies and the protection agencies that are assigned to protect that particular commercial property or whatever the property was to do the investigation to determine who the appropriate culprits were and to do their best to bring them to justice. There would be no way for some private insurance company to mobilize a huge multi-trillion-dollar government bureaucracy to go and roll over, take tanks over and kill people. It just wouldn't even be an option on the table.
And can you guys imagine a scenario wherein those people who lived in a private voluntary community would have been shelling their money out to go intervene in some other area of the world to mess around, continually throwing their money out there for non-productive purposes? Instead,
it could happen,
the U.S.
It could, but it's very, very unlikely.
Am I still here?
You're here, George.
Yes, sir.
Okay, can I just give you a comparison, and then I'll let y'all go, because there's probably plenty of people want to talk. Okay, I live in a community where I can sit in my yard and I can see 7 trailers right over in front of me. I can turn around and see 6, 8, and 12 more. Okay, I live in a trailer park.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived here for 26 years. I bought my mama home and I paid cash for it 26 years ago. Okay, never mind all that. If one of my neighbors, and this has happened many, many times, if a new neighbor moves in and he moves in next to somebody that doesn't like something that he did when he moved in, or else when the new guy moved in, he didn't like something about the neighbor. Okay, there's a conflict going on, all right? Now, if I go over to his house, because I've been here for 26 years, if I go over to them folks' house and I stick my nose in their business, one or two things are going to happen, and it ain't nothing but one or two things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Either things are going to work out or things are going to get worse.
And somebody's going to pick a side.
It got worse.
Yeah, well, yeah, and you're picking a side there too. If you choose the side, then the other side's going to be angry at you all of a sudden. When before that, you were just one of the other neighbors. They weren't necessarily even aware of.
Yeah, the reason the Hatfield and the McCoys problem didn't spread to other families is because other families didn't get stinking involved in the Hatfields and McCoy problem.
Okay, but can I say just one more thing? And yes, I promise, after this, I'll finish.
All right, George.
If I'm sitting here in my yard and the police is coming up down through here every day, and there's some woman over there that's being abused by some neighbor, And I don't want that woman to have to take no more abuse. And I go over there and I stick my nose in it. Because that woman's over there being abused by her neighbor that don't have respect for that person. Now, this is, I'm just using a woman as an example.
Sure.
So are you supposed to just sit back and let that ignorant fool abuse
that woman? I don't think you should. I think
woman?
That if... George, I think that if you feel motivated to take action, then you should do what you feel is right. I think that the problem
Not me. We're talking about what the government.
But that's the difference, and that's what I want to point out to you, George.
It's not analogous.
That's what I want to clarify for you, George.
We're talking about the role that, that America plays in the world, man.
I see where you're coming from, George, and let me clarify this for you. If it's you personally that you want to take action to save, whether it's the neighbor down the street or to try to save somebody halfway across the world, then you should be free to make that choice. And whatever your choice is. But the problem with America or the United States government is they make the choices for us and we don't get to choose. I think that people need to be free to choose as to whether or not they want to get involved. And I thank you for the call tonight.
That's the reason there's no draft right now.
Well, don't get cocky, George. They might bring it back.
You don't have to get involved in it.
You're wrong about that. I don't have to go over there necessarily and die in the dirt.
Thank
but
goodness.
His
money is funding it right now if he pays taxes.
Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. The first thing I want to both of you to understand is I am not defending these acts.
I know, George. Settle down just a little bit here. I'm not jumping down your throat. What I'm trying to say is you're saying I'm not forced to support it because they're not going to force me to go there. But they are taking my money from me. And they are sending that money to go and do things I disagree with.
Well,
so
I guess my biggest advantage there is that I don't have any money for them to take from
them. Well, there you go.
So it's okay. I don't care if they take people's money.
We don't have any for them either, George.
Well,
I try to keep as much of my money out of their pockets as possible. And I thank you for the call, sir. Yes? I don't pay them. I will not pay.
I'm glad I was able to call y'all tonight.
We're glad you called, George. Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate hearing from you. They're in that Ruston Trailer Park.
Yep. Sorry, Mark.
I just wanted to find out what the trailer park name is.
That we were talking about meddling in other people's business. And this verse, for some reason, this proverb always comes up. And there's some good proverbs in the Bible. And it's one of my favorite books. It's like one who takes a dog by the ears is he who passes by and meddles with strife that doesn't belong to him. Getting involved in other people's business is like grabbing a dog by its ears and yanking.
Ow.
Yeah.
If you've got private communities, you come up with a system that's much more efficient, much better tied to your own agreements prior to these sorts of things coming up. You set up things beforehand. Government gets you involved whether you like it or not.
Hour 3 is on the way. More on so-called cybersecurity and what the government has planned for your internet connection.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.